The bylaw, which was developed by the State Ministries of Local Government, General Education and Instruction, as well as Gender, Child and Social Welfare Groups and Gender-Based Violence Partners and the Yambio County Government. Section 1 of the bylaw states that traditional leaders should report child neglect, rape, child marriage, early marriage and child labor to relevant authorities. Benjamin Kamanda Gayos is the Director General of Western Equatoria State's Ministry of Local Government and Law Enforcement. He says the bylaws were drawn from customary laws used in courts and the community. The bylaws empower victims of gender-related abuses to be vocal to protect their rights.
We task the members of the community plus the traditional leaders in judging these cases, in at least finding ways of reporting, because what we found is the laws are there, but the problem is with the reporting. Nobody is reporting, and they are not aware even of these laws. So if we know them, why don't we report? And if we don't report, then we have to charge ourselves for failure to report. And that's how the bylaw came about. The law bylaw is tasking our own people with the responsibility of judging these things in their communities.
Augustine Nganzi, the executive director of Yambio County, says he plans to work with the United Nations mission in South Sudan to identify the gaps and ensure the bylaws are implemented.
Yambio County itself, with our law courts in the customary law council, there's a body there to follow up anything. We'll be moving together with the protection unit in the UNIMIS and other partners concerned with the GBV and child marriage. So we will be updating ourselves from time to time to move to the prisons, to the police, to see what is happening there. Anybody who is fallen under this law, we should follow up that the case is taken up to the last legal position of imprisoning that person, or it is taken both either by payment and then that imprisonment.
Oyela Josephine, the African Medical and Research Foundation's Sexual Reproductive Health and GBV Project Officer in Yambio, says the bylaws could bring changes across Western Equatoria State.
This bylaw is going to open the eyes of the community leaders, and it spells out clearly their line of action, where they can act and where they can refer. And also it is helping the entire community members to take responsibility of their children in terms of marrying off children, or you watch a neighbor marrying off a child and you keep quiet is not allowed as this in this bylaw. When you see a harmful practice being done against a child in your neighborhood, you have to report.
The bylaw adds that whoever fails to report or who covers up child abuse shall be sentenced to 1 month jail or a fine.
For VOA News, I am Matthias Samuel Timatio, reporting from Yambio, Western Equatoria State.